In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have the Word of God that is light on our path. We have the sacraments to strengthen our soul in our daily fight against evil, and also other human means that we will talk about in this video too, which are called sacramentals, which are means of healing or sanctification, and at the same time, they are means of protection against the power of the evil one. Let's take note of all this and use these means for our spiritual help, and we will see their effectiveness and their protection against any disaster or difficulty that we encounter in life, be it a pandemic, a war, or a serious illness. The sacramentals are sacred signs instituted by the Church, whose purpose is to prepare men to receive the fruit of the sacraments and sanctify the various circumstances of life. They are, for example, the sign of the cross, holy water, crucifixes, and the imposition of hands to bless. Among the sacramentals, we have in the first place the blessings of people, animals, buildings, or things. Also, the scapulars, especially the scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, also known as the brown scapular. We also have blessed medals, especially the miraculous medal, the images of the Sacred Heart of Our Lord Jesus Christ, the detente scapular of the Heart of Jesus, as well as the images of Jesus, of the Virgin Mary, of saints or angels. The Sanctuary of Our Lady of Lourdes is currently one of the most important sanctuaries in the world, and where the most miracles take place, both when the sick are blessed with the Blessed Sacrament and when they are brought into the miraculous waters of the pool. The Catholic Church has only recognized 70 cases as miraculous, but there are thousands of extraordinary healings. The International Medical Commission only examines about 50 cases each year. To be considered unexplainable to science, the cure must be sudden, without a process of recovery, complete and lasting. In the archives of the Lourdes Medical Office, in total since its creation, there have been more than 7,000 recorded cures, without counting the unknown cures. In addition, we can calculate more than 1,500 physical cures unexplainable by medicine. One of the cases of miraculous healing is about Louis Justin Buhort, who was born on July 28th of the year 1856. On July 6th of the year 1858, he was seriously ill. His mother took him to the grotto of the Sanctuary of Our Lady of Lourdes. She plunged him into the icy water that was there, and according to the experts, that would have killed him, even if he had been in full health, in less than 5 minutes. The people who saw her thought she was crazy to do that with her son, but she took him out and went to her house, trusting in the power of God through the Virgin Mary. The boy fell asleep, and in a few days he recovered his strength. He grew up without problems and lived for many years, even being able to attend the canonization of Saint Bernadette Subaru, also known as Saint Bernadette of Lourdes, in Rome on December 8th of the year 1933. Louis Justin Buhort died at the age of 83. Many sick people are healed at home by drinking the miraculous water from Lourdes. Miracles exist. God works miracles and wants us to protect ourselves with the means that He puts at our disposal, starting with being in God's grace, because if not, we will be equally unprotected, even if we carry religious images on us. That would be a contradiction, wearing a religious image to ask for the protection of God and rejecting God and not accepting His will, committing serious sins. In this way, we would be invalidating the wearing of a cross or a rosary or a medal or scapular. The Virgin Mary, in the first apparition to Bruno Cornacciola in the cave of Tre Fontaine on the outskirts of Rome, promised him, "I will convert the most stubborn with miracles that I will work with this land of sin. Come with faith, and you will be healed in body and soul." On June 6th of that year, 1947, a nun took some earth from the cave and took it to a war-disabled man who limped badly because he had injured his right heel after falling from an elevator from a height of 13 feet or 5 meters. The earth was applied to his arm, and the heel wound healed, and he was able to move his arm and leg normally. Since then, many have asked for bags of that earth to apply to the sick, and many have been cured. In the grotto, by the Basilica of the Nativity in Bethlehem, it is believed that the Virgin Mary nursed the child Jesus before leaving for Egypt. For this reason, many people ask for a little powder or earth from the grotto to take with a little water. The Franciscan brother Lawrence Bode keeps records of miracles attributed to this milk powder. He has received thousands of letters telling the miracles received, although the real number is much higher, since many do not communicate the graces received. Let us not forget that many sick people die because their relatives do not pray and have trusted more in doctors or medicine than in the power of God. Let us trust in God and use human and medical means, but knowing that in the end, it is God who gives us health, even if it is through doctors and medicines. And for our prayer and trust in God to be effective, let us avoid holding a grudge or resentment towards someone, because otherwise we would be blocking the action of God. If we do not forgive, God will not forgive us, and we could not even say in the Our Father, "Forgive our offenses as we forgive those who offend us." Let us remember that we must live for eternity, that this life is an exam, and that what is at risk is a happy or unhappy eternity. We wish you to be saints, and each day to advance a little further on the path of God, on the path of love for your neighbor, and on the path of true holiness. May God bless you through our Mother, the Virgin Mary. And don't forget your guardian angel. Please pray to him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.